From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. All takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise in defense of Mother
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pen or a pencil and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out up in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in that dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy, and in the lighter part of the second half of the show, you'll get all the information you need to contact us. Let's start out with our announcements, as usual. The Albion Action Alert. Help save the last viable redwood forest and native wild salmon run from the fishers of Gap Incorporated, who are going for the last vestiges of the Albion Forest in California. Yes, it's happening right now. The corporate exploitation of the planet and the people that we are fighting at the trade policy level is being perpetrated right here in California. Let's stop it. Mobilize to save the Albion River watershed. After months of fighting the Gap fishers through the bought-out agencies and bought-out courts, the fisher logging company Mendocino Redwood has begun their onslaught of the Enchanted Meadow, and the Albion Nation is mobilizing to defend it now. Thanks to the effectiveness of the Albion Forest Defenders over years past, the Albion River watershed has the most forest left of any watershed on the Fisher Holdings and the last wild native salmon run, and the Mendocino Redwood Company is going for that last bit of gold. Please head up to the Albion Woods, if at all possible, as soon as possible. Sleeping space will be provided. Bring sleeping bags. For rendezvous information, call 707-937-5703. That's 707-937-5703. And here's another number, 707-459-0465. That's 707-459-0465. And get yourself north of San Francisco to the Albion. Save the Enchanted Meadow. Uncle Dennis encourages you to do that if you possibly can. Moving to England, genetic modified organism campaigners risk jail to destroy crops. Two women campaigning against genetically modified crops are facing a possible jail sentence for destroying part of a farm trial recently, while under an injunction damaging continuing experiments. Rowan Tilley, 43, and Catherine, 42, defied the civil injunction to rip up corn at a farm-scale trial site at Rosemond Research Center in Preston Wynn, Herefordshire, England. It was the second time they had hit the trial site in a week. They are part of a group of five campaigners who targeted the base to destroy 40% of the corn suspected of genetic modification. The pair are defiant and said they would keep protesting in the face of imminent imprisonment. Miss Tilley of Brighton said the fear of genetically modified crops pollinating and spreading was far greater than her fear of being behind bars. Miss Tilley and Miss Tulip of Oxford were joined on the mission early that day by 39-year-old Mike Davies from Coventry. They decided to return to the site they had previously attacked after trial managers Adventus claimed earlier this week they had destroyed controlled crops instead of genetically modified corn. The trio spent more than 4 hours destroying up to 60% of a different part of the field to ensure they had ripped up a genetically modified crop. The two women were placed under an injunction by Adventists 2 years ago for taking part in a rally against genetically modified crops in Norfolk. The penalty for breaking the injunction is possible imprisonment. Miss Tilly said, "I would rather not go to prison, but the consequences of not taking action are too great. The motivation of having genetically modified crops spreading is far greater for me than the threat of imprisonment." The trio were joined in their mission by Jenny Sampson and Rebecca Oldham, both of Coventry. None of the five campaigners have been arrested for either of the two protests. And run for it, thousands of mink escaped. Villagers and police armed with nets and gloves hunted for thousands of missing mink last week after the animals escaped from a fur farm in central Spain, officials said. The mink fled after unknown attackers knocked down 80 yards of fence and opened cages in the early hours of the previous day, a Civil Guard spokesman said. About two-thirds of the animals on the farm escaped, 13,000 or so, he said. This was not just an act of vandalism, and an investigation is open. The farm is in the town of La Puebla de Valverde, a population of about 500 in the province of Teruel, some 200 miles east of Madrid. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, although Spain has several active animal rights groups. The mink have to be recaptured as soon as possible before they cause damage to the local ecosystem, officials said. They are an American variety of mink, not native to Spain, and will attack partridges, rabbits, and compete for food with other predators such as ferrets. "We have recovered a good number, but it's getting more difficult as they go into hiding," the mayor of La Puebla, Alejandro Cersos, told Reuters News, and we thank Reuters for that update. And authorities probe eco-terrorism at Tahoe. Authorities are investigating a possible attempt by eco-terrorists to disable the Heavenly Valley Ski Resort's new gondola near South Lake Tahoe, California. El Dorado County Sheriff's deputies met Friday with FBI agents to discuss the discovery of a 2x16-inch stick wired to a steel cable in an apparent attempt to dislodge the cable. Also, safety sensors broke during a routine safety check Wednesday because they had been tied to the gondola cable. Beside a tower base, the letters ELF were spelled out in black wire ties. Police believe ELF stands for the Earth Liberation Front, an underground movement that claims to vandalize in an effort to halt the destruction of the environment. The group's common targets are ski resorts, laboratories, and luxury homes. Heavenly Valley President Dennis Harmon said the vandalism only resulted in a couple of $100 in damage and didn't stop normal operation for too long. Sheriff's Deputy Warren Berg said the department is investigating the crime and consulting the FBI because of the ELF's notoriously destructive past. "This is the first indication of something like this locally," Berg said. "Who knows if it's just someone who knows how to spell ELF or if it's an act by someone in the group. Who knows? Certainly Uncle Dennis doesn't know." And moving on to the Gifford Pinchot National Forest, hundreds of trees have been spiked. An anonymous group of individuals have claimed responsibility for placing spikes in hundreds of trees in Units 5, 6, and 7 of the Greenhorn Timber Sale in the Cowley Ranger District located in the Gifford National Forest. Attention, if you're a logger, write this down. It's 5, 6, and 7 of the Upper Greenhorn Timber Sale in the Cowlitz Valley Ranger District located in the Pinchot National Forest have been spiked. A communique sent by these individuals appears as follows. "We are claiming responsibility for spiking 60 penny nails high and low into hundreds of trees in Units 5, 6, and 7 of the Upper Greenhorn Timber Sale in the Cowlitz Valley Ranger District of the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. This timber sale contains 99 acres of old growth and is home to at least 3 pairs of spotted owls, grizzly bear, lynx, wolf, goshawk, just to name a few of the many inhabitants. This is a truly beautiful area, unfortunately one of the last of its kind, because of the system we all live under. We want to be clear that all oppression is linked, just as we are all linked, and we believe that a diversity of tactics to stop earth rape and end all domination. Together we can destroy this patriarchal nightmare, which is currently in the form of techno-industrial global capitalism. We desire an existence in harmony with the wild based on equality, love, and respect. We stand in solidarity with all resistance to this system, especially to those who are in prison, disappeared, raped, and tortured. We are all survivors and will not stop. The Forest Service was notified of this action before this year's logging season, so we could take all precautions to assure worker safety. We must ask why they never made this public. We are trying to let them cancel this sale quietly. However, as bosses jeopardize workers' lives every day, we realized we needed to make this public. Also, as repression against us increases, such as the recent laws in Oregon, we promise to be even stronger and encourage others to join us. We are everywhere and nowhere. We are your parents and your children. We are alive. Please do not label us. We are anonymous. And we want to thank the Frontline Information Service for that article. The Humboldt County, rumors of arson in a Humboldt County fire. In this story by Angelica Pence of the Chronicle Staff. Authorities in Arcata, California are investigating the possibility of arson in a four-alarm fire that destroyed the headquarters of a 30-year-old anti-logging environmental group. The blaze started sometimes after business on the hours on July 25th in the rear or possibly the attic of the North Coast Environmental Center, according to Kurt Watkins, a spokesperson for the Arcata Fire Department. Watkins said the investigation most likely would take weeks to sift through the charred rubble and interview witnesses. He would not comment on rumors that anti-environmentalists might have caused the fire. "We're not ruling out arson," Watkins said. "We investigate all of our fires with the possibility that it may be arson." The environmentalist office, a paint business, a nightclub, and four apartments above it were completely gutted. However, no one was injured. As of that day, there is no official estimate on property damage, but Stewart placed the loss of the three buildings at between $3 and $4 million. The blaze wiped out the North Coast Environmental Center's extensive archives and reference library, which contained 9,500 books, 800 periodicals, and other documents covering nearly every environmental issue that surfaced in the Northwest region in the past three decades. Also, checks donated to the group totaling $16,400 were also lost, so if you made a recent donation, please re-donate to the North Coast Environmental Center. As were computer equipment, the organization's yet-to-be-published August newsletter, and their 4,500-member mailing list. Mark Andre, board president, said the organization hoped to rebuild in the same location. To that end, Arcata residents are rallying around there and offering up office space, computer equipment, and other resources. "The stuff we lost is tragic," said Connie Stewart, Arcata's mayor and the center's office manager. "But the people are what made the North Coast Environmental Center over the last 30 years a place that truly protects the environment. The energy of those people hasn't gone away, so we'll be back and we'll be better than ever." If you'd like to make a donation towards the rebuilding efforts, they are being collected by the Humboldt Area Foundation, P.O. Box 99, Bayside, California, 95524. Once again, that's the Humboldt Area Foundation, P.O. Box 99, Bayside, California, 95524. And be sure to indicate your check is going to rebuild the North Coast Environmental Center. If you have any questions and would like to call, their number is 707-442-2993. That's 707-442-2993. And in the news today, Endangered Species Coalition blasts House passed energy bill. Endangered Species Coalition Executive Director Brock Evans called the omnibus energy bill passed by the House of Representatives today a blueprint for extinction designed to make fast bucks for corporations with disastrous long-term costs for the environment, wildlife, and endangered species, and the vast majority of the American people who care about them. Brock said the two most destructive sections of the bill involve oil and gas drilling. The first would hand the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge over to Big Oil, he said, and the second would allow oil and gas drilling on Federal Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service lands with no environmental protection constraints stronger than that provided by applicable state laws. For most western states where the bulk of oil and gas development would occur, Evans warned, this provision amounts to a virtual waiver of all environmental laws, including the Endangered Species Act. Evans said the coalition would not quietly accept today's action by the House. Senators from every state will be hearing about the dangers of this bill from the 440 scientific, environmental, and religious organizations who are the Endangered Species Coalition. We will not stand idly by while gas and oil industries plunder and destroy America's greatest natural resources, And the House bill also defeated increased gas mileage standards for light trucks and SUVs, further increasing the amount of oil required to keep the economy going. The bill will now be considered by the Senate, where it will face stiff opposition. If you'd like more information, surf on over to www.stopextinction.org. That's www.stopextinction.org. Attention, forest activists. As you may know, the Forest Service has issued a notice for public comment on the roadless area rule. While we believe the public has already spoken on this matter, when the agency held 600 meetings and recorded 1.6 million comments on the issue, we nevertheless must make our voices heard again. It is critical that we flood the Forest Service with comments in support of protecting roadless areas. Comments must be received by September 10th. And unfortunately, there's some specific information you need to include in your comments. So for more information and sample letters, please go to www.americanlands.org, where they have very extensive information on the roadless area rule and some sample letters. Once again, that's www.americanlands.org. If you'd like to write your comments, please address them to USDA Forest Service CAT, that's USDA Forest Service CAT, Attention Roadless ANPR, that's Attention Roadless ANPR, P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122. Once again, that's P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122. And please write a really great letter. If you live in the state of California, recently there's been a proposal called the Marine Life Protection Act, and it's under attack by sports and commercial fishermen up and down the state. The plan, which puts about 0.03% of the ocean under a no-take zone, came into being as a result of AB 993. The plan is being promoted up and down the state by a team from Department of Fish and Game and folks from the Natural Resources Defense Council and the American Oceans Campaign. But the fishing community has been attacking the proposition at every meeting. One person writes, "This evening I was one of a handful of educator activists that attended one of these sessions at Costa Mesa Community Center in Orange County, California. The Marine Life Protection Act Planning Group was faced by over 300 angry fishermen. The state biologists were cursed and abused. The chief of the Orange County Sheriff Harbor Patrol said he would not enforce the law. Every environmentalist that spoke on behalf of the act was hissed at and cursed by the crowd." And this person writes, "We need an avalanche of letters to your California representative and state senate supporting the act." And asked me to, of course, publicize this on Earth First Radio, and I've done so. That is the Marine Life Protection Act. Talk to your California representative and get this act promoted. Unfortunately, here in Santa Cruz, where the show originates, the plan, there was a meeting. They posted the notice of the meeting the day before, and very few people could make the meeting as a result. So check it out. Do right. Okay? Now, if you live in the Portland, Oregon area, there's a series of hikes called the Bark Hikes, and they take place, I believe it's the second Saturday of the month, and so that would be coming up August 12th is the next Bark Hike in Portland, Oregon. If you'd like more information, you can go to www.bark-out.org. That's bark-out.org. And there's information about the Bark Hikes, especially the one coming up August 12th, or you could call 503-331-0374. That's 503-331-0374. And these folks, it's the second Sunday of the month, so once again, that's August 12th, the one that's coming up. And they go out into areas that need urgent attention. Most of them are on and around the Portland area. Okay, so check out the Bark Hike. Also coming up is the Forest Markets Campaign Action Camp. This is the 13th annual Rainforest Action Chautauqua. It's taking place August 12th through August 19th in Sonoma County, California. Come and learn organizing and direct action skills for the fall season of activism and beyond. Come and share skills with organizers working on the Tree Free Campus campaign. Campaigns against Staples, Boise Cascade, Citigroup, and other nasty, nasty, nasty corporations. You'll also learn frontline forest defense. You'll learn about anti-globalization actions, such as the ones that happened in Genoa, and much, much more, they say. This event is sponsored by Forest Ethics, Rainforest Action Network, and, of course, the Ruckus Society. If you'd like more information, contact Liz. Her email address is Liz, L-I-Z, at forestethics.org. That's Liz at forestethics.org. Or you might try giving her a call, 202-234-6790. That's 202-234-6790. Once again, that's the Forest Markets Campaign Action Camp, the 13th Annual Rainforest Action Chautauqua, August 12th through the 19th, somewhere in Sonoma County, California. Are you a movement videographer? Coming up is Earth Vision 2001, the International Environmental Video Competition and Festival, taking place this year, November 10th through 13th. But wait, you need to have your video entry in by August 31st. That means it has to be here by August 31st. Earth Vision is the annual environmental film and video competition and festival. Earth Vision seeks to bring attention to films and videos about the environment, bring together producers of environmental videos, films, and honor both the works and the earth. Your entry needs to be in SVHS or VHS format, SP mode only. And there's some other things. There are several categories, all videos concerning issues which affect the Earth's environment, which have not been previously entered. So if you entered a video previously, you need to enter a different one. Some of the categories of awards are forests, alternative energy and vehicles, pollution and global warming, water quality, watersheds and oceans, farming, pesticides and soils, endangered species and habitats, environmental sustainability, the environment and social justice, and that all-inclusive other. And there is a special Grassroots Action Award, which will be given for the best environmental or activist-oriented submission. And you need to be an activist to win in that category. If an entry fits in more than one category, the entrant may submit an entry for either category. Entries will be accepted in all languages. However, entries not in English or Spanish must be subtitled in either English or Spanish. There is a $35 entry fee, and it'll be played all around here. I'm a judge, so all decisions of me are final, and winners will be notified by October 15th. So, once again, that's the Earth Vision 2001, the International Environmental Video Competition and Festival. You must have your entry here by August 31st, and the address is the Community Television of Santa Cruz County, 816 Pacific Avenue, Santa Cruz, California, 95060. That's Community Television of Santa Cruz County, 816 Pacific Avenue, Santa Cruz, California, 95060. If you want more information, call 831-425-8848, extension 317. That's 831-425-8848, extension 317, or you could try www.communitytv.org. That's www.communitytv.org. All right. And that's, this stuff is fun. Watching these videos is really great. It's one of the funnest things I do as an environmental activist all year is be a judge for Earth Vision 2001. 2 years running now. This is really fun stuff. So be sure to get those entries in. All right. We're going to take a little musical break here. An artist which has been part of the Earth First movement for a long time, Dana Lyons. This is one of his all-time favorites of my family, and maybe yours, but it's from Dana Lyons' CD, Turn of the Wrench. This one's called TV God.
Something else we do very well.
Come on now! You're the best contestant.
May not be Mr. Right, but he is certainly Mr. Smooth. watch my TV. Everyone was nice and the smiles were so sparkly. I watched what made them happy and I watched what made them cry. I learned about toys and candy my mommy should buy. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know, I can find and see on my TV. I was a teenager and I knew just how to dress. I learned to use deodorant so I would always smell my best. I got myself a part-time job to buy the things I needed to have. And the payments on my supercharged Camaro really aren't so bad. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know, I can find and see on my TV.
Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, keep watching your TV. There are people who are laughing when they wink or a nod. There are people who are questioning our great TV God. Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, stay tuned to your TV. There are phonies who are talking, there are wasters who read. There are people here who do not even own a TV. Everybody be careful, oh everybody be careful, oh everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car and my gun. And he opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know, I can find and see on my TV.
And Earth First Radio will be right back. Stay tuned.